We're going to talk a little bit about penalties above 20%, but I wanted to start out by noting that penalties is a really hot area for litigation. If you didn't know, it's one of the top areas that's litigated in the U.S. Tax Court and in the U.S. District Courts. A lot of people think penalties are an afterthought. I've always approached them as one of the issues that you're going to deal with as soon as you meet with your client, taking a look at the facts and trying to understand what's the exposure and what do we need to do to start building our case to challenge penalties down the road. Oftentimes, cases come down to the penalties, right? You might agree on the adjustment, but you'll fight hard against the penalties. And the penalties range anywhere from something really small, minimal, let me see if I can find the clicker here, to a $500 or a $100 penalty, up to penalties that are so substantial that they push the bounds of excessive fines under the Eighth Amendment, and we've seen litigation in that area. So the penalties we're talking about today are on the upper end of the scale. And what you'll see on this slide is essentially back in the day, we only had a few penalties in the code, and the purpose of the penalty, and it's still in the IRM, is to ensure voluntary compliance. This is not supposed to be a revenue raiser. It's hard to imagine now when you look at some of the penalties that are being imposed when there's no tax loss. Millions of dollars. There was a criminal case where a professor out of Rochester paid a $100 million FBAR penalty in the last year because of a failure to disclose a foreign account. I can tell you that exceeded his tax liability. So when we say these aren't a revenue raiser, there are people that would argue against that today because now we have 150 civil penalties in the code. And again, they range from small to very large. Some people say we have voluntary compliance because of the penalties.